Welcome to episode 9 of WDKS. These are your headlines. Taco Hole surprise. A custody battle? Smuggled snapper? Manipulation? Copulation? Too many monkeys under the bed? All that and beer right here on WDKS.
Welcome to episode 9 of We Don't Know Shit, where each week we sit down and bring you 5 of the web's most fucked up news stories. I'm your host, Kyle Weeks, and I'm joined this week by our resident beer refreshingness expert, River Weeks. Yeah. And the only guy I know proud to be hung like a turtle, Reed Qualls.
You got me.
So how's your guys' weeks?
Bueno, mucho bueno.
Yeah?
Mucho non bueno, terrible.
Oh, terrible. Well, it must be still pretty good to be hung like a turtle. Hell yeah. All right. Well, this won't take long, but as always, let's handle the business first. So here's the DL. I took a long, hard think about all the stuff we put in place last week and decided to change it up, mainly because nobody did it. So you leave us a rate and review. We would love 5 stars, but, you know, you do you. But anyway, if you leave us a rate and review in Apple Podcasts, then each month we're going to go through and pick 2 people to win some stickers, as well as the winner's roll and access to the winner's channel on the Discord. If you don't use Apple Podcasts to listen, that's cool. Just download iTunes on your computer or wherever and leave a rate and review that way. It's pretty easy. Don't want to do that? Well, then we can't help you win some stickers. So don't do that then. Now, if you're sitting there in your little car or you're at the gym or you're going to work and you're saying to yourself, whoa, hey, they said last week they don't have any stickers, but now they do. Yeah, well, you'd be extra happy to know that we have other shit, too. That's right. We got some stuff up on our nice little merch store, and you can check the show notes to go, you know, look at it or buy it, or just please buy it. We just buy it all 12 times. But, you know, if you don't want to go to the show notes, then you can just go to designbyhumans.com/shop/WDKS. I'm not going to repeat that again. We'll be adding more stuff soon, and we will, of course, tell you about it. If you love the show and want to support and don't want to wait to try and win some stickers, then you can go buy some stickers. Lastly, just make sure you're following our social media pages, and it would be really awesome if you did that. Instagram, Twitter, and Discord, you can find links to all of that in the show notes. Okay, well, I've got beer to drink and River's got news to bring, so we're going to do that.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Oh, I've been ready.
Imagine this. You just got home from a long day out, and your woman is ready to rumble. And by ready to rumble, I mean she's ready to suck that dick.
I love this imaginary universe that's nothing like our current one.
You're not going to turn down this opportunity. Of course not. So you do a little foreplay, you know, and then you get into the real stuff. And by real stuff, I mean you're tonguing that taco hole.
You can't even say your own news.
Tonguing taco that taco hole.
There's an episode title for you. Everything is great until she goes stiff. I mean, you're already stiff, but she's stiff, and that's unusual. Fearing something has gone horribly wrong, you rush her to the ER. The report does not specify if one or both of them were clothed, but I'd like to think both presented to the emergency room completely naked.
Don't put your clothes on, babe. You've had that erection for longer than 4 hours. We got to get you to the ER.
You know how hard it is to get, like, dress somebody that's stiff as a board?
That's why I'd like to imagine at least she was completely naked.
Like he's just
rolling her in.
He's just carrying in like this 2x4 of a girlfriend, like butt ass naked, like, help her!
Somebody help!
What River's not telling you is that this is the world planking champion.
or he walks in and just throws her like a javelin, help her! And then like throws her across the countertop. Okay. And she ping, 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 like a fuck. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You asked me to imagine. I'm imagining.
No, I'm glad you are. When they arrived, she said she felt sick and was suffering a nasty headache, which she scored a 6 out of 10 on the pain scale, which is, you know, pretty damn painful.
It's about average.
So doctors ordered a CT scan, which showed a burst aneurysm. Now, you're probably thinking, that's a funny coincidence, but I'm sure it wasn't medically caused by the taco hole licking.
Oh, it was a total orgasm. What was it? What? Aneurysm. It's an orgasm aneurysm, dude.
Orgasm aneurysm.
It's an OA. It's a standard OA, dude.
It's standard OA. Everybody knows
is
that
standard?
It's just a standard OA. ask your local medical professional.
Well, after questioning the pair about events leading to the aneurysm, the patient reported near orgasm while receiving oral sex from her partner before losing consciousness. Quote unquote, passionate romps, as the article calls them, cause sudden surge of blood pressure, which could cause a bulge on a blood vessel like a balloon or a bubble that bursts, which sounds nasty. So now this dude has a stupid brag that no one will believe. Dude, one time I went down on this girl so good, she legit had an aneurysm.
Calm down, Chad.
I'd like to think that this is a one-night stand, too. Like, he doesn't know this girl.
A 44-year-old lover. It doesn't say boyfriend, see? So it could be
they
a
just met at a
stand.
Bar, and he's like, is this, like, how you orgasm? And she's like, no, I can't. And he's like, I don't know.
Was taco hole in the article?
That was on me, baby.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if this dude was such a Chad Brad that he walked in. He's like, I don't know what happened, dude. I was like fucking punching her taco hole with my tongue. And she just stiffened up, dude. I'm pretty sure it's a standard OA, man. And the doctor's like, chill out, Chad Brad.
Chad Brad.
There's
I
just
like
some
that.
Dude. There's just some dude from across the waiting room going, hell yeah.
Oh, but you want to play some beer pong, bro? My girlfriend's fucking getting surgery.
Dude, Theta Pi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Weirdly, the article did not specify whether or not she's going to recover or not, so we have no idea.
She died from the OA.
What puts you in a wheelchair? Fucking OA, man. Standard OA.
I like how it's become standard when there's nothing standard about this.
Welcome to WTS, where the unstandard becomes standard.
Hell yeah.
So, an aneurysm, I mean, that's... We're making a lot of fun of it right now.
Yeah.
But that's serious shit, right? I mean, that's like kill you type.
Yeah, it can
level
definitely
stuff.
Kill you, yeah.
So you can actually orgasm to a point where...
Because
like a cyst on your can burst
right,
into an aneurysm?
Right, that's what happened. So her blood pressure... it was a surge in blood pressure. So her blood pressure went up from your body's physiological response to an orgasm.
To punching the fart. Not the fart box.
I swear, man, I wasn't punching the fart
that's
box.
That's a different one.
I was punching the taco hole.
He could have been tickling the fart box. We don't know.
He could have had a pinky
know,
in the fart box.
I know they call it the shocker, but this is a new level.
Oh, my God.
So from punching the taco hole, the blood... pressure rises and it can smoke a blood vessel, right? Like,
I love that terminology.
This is why I didn't go to school to be a doctor. It'd be fucked up.
I wish
like,
you would have.
So look, ma'am, while he was punching your taco hole, what happened was your brain had a fart.
And it pretty much just flatlined for a minute. It was like, pop, 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 and just standard OA.
You understand what I mean, right?
In the biz, we call this a standard OA. We see this all the time.
I'm pretty sure I saw a standard OA on like an episode of Grey's Anatomy. I'm pretty sure we're going to fact check it.
I think even if you did hear standard OA on an episode of Grey's Anatomy, it did not mean orgasmic aneurysm.
So if this guy goes out into the world and goes to like pick up another chick at a bar, I think he should print out little cards, little business cards that says... The founder, CEO, and owner of the standard OA.
That's what you're gonna say.
Oh, God.
He should just carry. He should just like laminate her hospital bracelet and just like show. Like, yeah, see this girl right here. Gave her a standard OA. You want one too? Let's go back, man.
I will orgasm you all the way to the ER.
All right,
from
guys.
An O to a R.
Oh my god.
From an O to a E.
There you go.
Oh my god. What have I done with the story?
Okay, reel it in a little bit. I hope she's okay.
I hope
she comes to a full recovery to go back to her, what seems to be a moderately
involved lover.
Involved lover. And they can continue on punching taco holes, but it's concerning. I hope she's okay. And now I'm gonna have to lick more carefully.
Ew.
Lick responsibly.
Lick responsibly.
Please lick responsibly.
Instead of treading lightly, we're gonna lick lightly. Sorry, ladies, we have another excuse not to give you an orgasm.
Okay, moving on from a female orgasm to what the fuck do we do with the product of a male orgasm?
That's easy. Swallow
dip your
it.
Balls in it, apparently, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
The story behind this one is pretty simple, but the question that comes from it, the questions, rather, that come from it, will be the real story. So let's get into it. A 21-year-old West Point cadet died after a skiing accident. His parents were understandably devastated. Then they had a thought. What if they could harvest their son's sperm? They wanted a grandson, something that would allow their son to live on. Shortly after, Peter Zhu was declared brain dead at Westchester Medical Center. 4 days after the accident, his parents filed a petition in court asking to receive his sperm. Side note, I refuse to get into the logistics and details of how they would accomplish this.
I like to think his mom was jerking him. So this is real.
This is real.
Oh, yeah.
The petition was approved the same day, though an upcoming hearing will determine whether they can keep the sperm. So they have it, but can they keep it? So if they do get to keep the little swimmers, the questions are endless. Can they ethically or legally make a child with his seed? Which family member can keep their loved one's sperm? Can they do it without any written documentation from the deceased? Who is the carrier of the baby? So what do you guys think? Should we allow people to do this?
There's a lot of controversial stuff going on in our world right now. Yeah. Surrounding this type of stuff. I'm kind of behind this. I think it's a little weird to milk your brain dead son.
I would agree with that.
But I kind of get it. But where did this thought come from? This is like way outside of the box thinking.
I don't. No, it's really crazy, and I would assume they'd use like a surrogate, but then also comes into question if they're the ones hiring the surrogate, but it's their son's semen, then who's technically the legal guardian of the kid when it's born? You know what I mean? It's just kind of weird.
It would default to his parents, I would think.
And that's why the judge did not specify if they could keep it. Because I actually heard about this. I actually was reading up on this.
Yeah, it's super interesting and weird, and it's just something that you never would have imagined could be a scenario, but it is. So I guess we'll see how the court rules, and we might see more people doing stuff like this. I don't know.
The interesting thing, they aren't the first.
Oh, they aren't?
They are not. They are not the first. I don't recall the specific details. I read about this a few days ago. But yeah, no, they aren't the first, but the court really has no precedent for this. The judge was like, that's why the judge ruled specifically, as you said, to like, he was like, okay, you can take it. Like if a doctor's willing to do it, then you can like take it and have it and store it. But I'm not going to decide what you can do with it.
Yeah. The people were saying that depending on the hospital that the person is at, they'll have different policies. So this hospital that he was admitted to just happened to allow people to do that. But not all hospitals' policies allow them to harvest sperm, so to speak.
Yeah, but how would you like to be a child where you're like,
my dad has basically been dead since the beginning.
Yeah, like my dad was dead before the beginning.
I mean, I can kind of see where they're coming from, though, because they're immigrants from China. And yeah, thanks to China's one child a family policy, he was the only child they had. Like the father's
I didn't, that was not concluded in the article that I read.
Yeah,
so they would want the family legacy to to move on.
Right. And right? you might be thinking like, well, what about like the father's brother, like his uncle? Like, didn't he have boys? Like, no, he was already living in America or whatever, and he had all girls. So the whole family has no men between them anymore after this dude died.
That makes
so
a lot of
sense. I guess
I
can kind of see why.
Would you think, do you think it's ethical? Do you think they should
no,
be able
I
to
definitely
do it?
Don't think it's ethical one bit. But, I mean, I can kind of see why they would want it.
If you're looking at it from the outside, just on an ethical standpoint, not okay, totally weird, should not be allowed. But if you look at it on just a personal level, emotionally, completely understand.
Makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense to me, and my thought process aligns with it. I just think it's crazy where it's like a doctor comes up to you and it's like, your son isn't going to make it, and we have to pull the plug. And your first thought, not mourning, not crying, your first thought is jerk him off.
Get out the pocket, pussy. We need the
like,
sperm.
Can you
like,
imagine
that's
that scene
crazy
too?
To me.
Like the doctor goes in there with a fleshlight, and he's just like, let's do it, dude. Just starts going.
I mean, because that's got to be the way they do it, right? Because you can't take it straight from the balls, because that's not semen. That's like that.
What do you mean it's not semen?
It's got a mix.
The sperm is stored in the balls.
Yeah, so you can get this. You can get the direct sperm.
But doesn't have to be mixed with the other stuff?
It's got to be, well, for like, I think like when you're having sex, so
seminal
it can protect
vesicles.
It.
I, look, all I know is I'm not a gynecologist, so I can't really tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're so fucking stupid.
Look, that's what the listeners come here for.
So
your
so,
stupidity.
Yeah.
So we have a standard OA. So
can we get away from the standard OA? Oh my gosh.
So what is this?
Like, standard JO.
A standard jerk off?
Yeah.
Standard jack off.
Or a DJO?
I would say it's a BDJO. What we got here? Standard BDJO. It's a brain dead jerk off.
All right. well, usually that's what happens when I am jerking off is I'm pretty brain dead.
Not me, man. I'm enlightened. I am in a higher plane of existence, intellectually and emotionally.
All right, River, we have sexualized and completely joke botched your first two stories.
I fully expected that to happen.
That's why she led with
that. That was
story.
A wild ride, though. Like, you were...
It brings up questions that you never thought you'd have to ask.
I know, and I'm so tired of stuff coming up lately where I'm just like, I never thought I'd have this.
You're
thought.
Like, why?
Reed is so tired of learning new things.
Like stuff where I'm like, why am I contemplating this? Why is this brought up to the point where I have to contemplate this in my life? I'm 25, and I've had too
so
much
random.
Of that.
This is too random for me. All right. We're going to move on to some animals. Because I like animal stories.
Yep.
That's,
okay.
That's E-A-R-N. I-M-A-L?
Animals. Filipino customs officials found four suitcases left in the arrivals area of the, give me a minute, Ninoy Aquino International Airport. Near Manila. I said that completely wrong. I don't want to hear about it. I will now take guesses as to what was found in said suitcases.
Rats.
Okay.
Rabbits.
Okay.
Lizards. Lizards.
So no.
Snakes?
No.
Coyotes.
No.
Dead
wait,
babies.
No, don't tell me. No, hamsters.
No.
Guinea pigs.
I'll give you a hint.
Ooh,
they're normally green.
One.
They're green?
Frogs.
Normally, no.
They're normally green. Mm. Normally green.
Cartoons, you really imagine them
Puff,
as green.
Puff the Magic Dragon's babies.
They have four legs. Puff was fucking white.
Chameleons.
No, he was a green dragon.
Chameleons. I guess that'd be lizards.
They are, I think they're an amphibian.
What
geckos.
The fuck's an amphibian?
They have...
What?
We don't know shit, Kyle!
Wait,
we know some
wait.
Shit.
Well, I don't know what amphibians are.
It's a frog.
I'm at the top of we don't know shit right now.
It's a frog.
Okay,
okay
so.
Amphibian.
I'll give you a hint.
It can be on land and on water.
Their heads go in and out.
Turtles.
Yes.
You should know. You're hung like one.
I like toitles.
I like toitles
and suitcases.
More than 1,500 exotic turtles and tortoises. Some of the animals were wrapped in duct tape, Some were mixed into normal-looking luggage items such as clothing and shoes and, weirdly, cookies.
Do you know how many times I've left for a business trip and be like, fuck, I forgot my turtles.
Can you imagine being that TSA officer? Like, all right, see, we got like a hairbrush here, toothbrush, and we got like, okay, I see some Vagisil right there. Okay, we got some Viagra. Okay, what? A turtle? Got it. Wait. Hold on now.
Hold on.
I said something off in this here suitcase, you know.
Why did we go Canadian?
She did it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
You guys know when you're going through TSA and like you're watching the security guard when you know that he's x-raying your bag and you just look to see on his face like if he's going to have to back your bag up to see like
yeah.
like can you imagine the look on that guy's face? Like he's scanned the bag and just to look like, what? Is that fucking... Those are fucking turtles.
No, he's like, okay,
are those
okay.
Cookies?
Hey,
yeah,
Carl.
No, he's like, cookies, okay, cookies and turtles.
Cookies and turtles. I realize now that I could have just said cookies or like other things, but instead I went to like Viagra and Vagisil in my description.
Yeah, there's literally a list of what was in the bags. So I'd like to establish whoever did this is a complete piece of shit, and I feel awful for our little four-legged shelled turtle dudes. So the next question becomes, why did they leave their turtles behind? Well, someone may have informed them that in the Philippines, convicted wildlife smugglers can face prison time of up to 2 years and a fine of up to 200,000 pesos, which is $3,850.
Yeah.
And they must have decided the little dudes weren't worth the risk. So then the next question becomes, why the fuck do you need to smuggle turtles? Well, pets, obviously, but apparently they're also used as a form of traditional medicine or served as a delicacy across parts of Asia. The BBC notes, their meat is considered by some as an aphrodisiac, while the bones were powdered and used for medicine. So I guess this episode is sex theme. I swear I didn't do it on purpose.
So this guy's just smuggling turtles to go back home and cook it up and give his girlfriend a standard OA.
Oh my God.
It's at three in a row. It's just a big circle or dirkle or reasoning.
Circle or dirkle or...
We just got a turtle. We just got a turtle. We just got a turtle. Wonder where it's going.
Really, should that should end.
And
like,
where it's going.
That should end like, we just got a turtle. Gonna fuck my wife. Because it's an aphrodisiac.
So what really blew my mind more than anything is 1,500 turtles. That's a lot of fucking turtles.
I've got pretty big suitcases, and I would need like 20-some suitcases to fit that many turtles in.
Weird flex, but all right.
Like, but like, how many turtles can you fit, depending on size?
Well, and they had clothes and cookies. And cookies in there. Tons of cookies.
You can't forget the cookies.
Do you know how much room my cookies take up in my suitcase?
They weren't loose cookies. I want everyone to
know. He just throws a couple in there like, oh, can't forget these puppies.
Camouflage.
Now I have the white macadamias.
No, dude. Fresh out of the oven, off the baking tray. Right. I like to think
they were Thin Mints, and he's like, gotta have my Girl Scout cookies, and he just starts throwing sleeves in there.
They're food for the turtles.
He's taking
their duct tape, like, trying to get to the food.
He's taking the Pillsbury Doughboy, like logs of cookies and, like, like, condiming them and just throwing those in there.
The logs in there?
Yeah.
Uncooked.
Yeah, but so it doesn't specify, like, how many suitcases and, like, how many turtles per... Like, this right here, you guys remember those science questions or those math questions?
Yeah, I hated them. I'm real bad at them.
This is one of those. Like, hey, if the turtle is 5 by 5 inches and Carl is flying from the Philippines to the United States... How many turtles can he fit per 2-foot by 2-foot suitcase?
That's a small ass suitcase.
like this is the weird fucker that we learned about in school.
I just want to know, you got real fired up about that.
Because it's traumatizing.
Like, real excited about it.
Because
you were homeschooled, so you don't know.
Whoa, dude. I had word problems just like everybody else.
Word problems. We're talking about that's scientific talking and mathematical problems.
But yeah, word problems. Word problems. Like, yeah, like the paragraphs that's like you have to pick out.
Yeah, those were the worst.
You only read like half of it, and you just try and find the numbers within there and what they're trying to let you. Then you just end up blowing it off and failing the test anyways.
Yep,
that's
accurate.
That was me too.
Or your math teacher screams at you, "You're so fucking stupid!" Like my third or fifth grade math teacher did to me, and then that's why I never learned my times tables. So,
and here I am today.
Look at me today, math teacher.
Look at me still not knowing my times tables. Thanks, Mrs. Myers.
Things called calculators exist. We don't need that.
Yeah, remember that time you told me that there'd be a time where I wouldn't have a calculator? Guess what, bitch? I got a smartphone, so you were wrong.
Oh.
So did it say like local, this was a local person or somebody that was visiting?
Someone that was either coming from, I can't remember, coming from or traveling to Hong Kong.
Oh, why would you smuggle turtles out of a place that's very strict on turtle smuggling?
Because you get a lot of money for the little fucks.
But you're flying into one of the strictest, if not the strictest, immigration laws in the entire world of Hong Kong.
I'd like to think that he got to the airport and realized that, what you just said, and went, oh, fuck, and then ditched him. Because they were abandoned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just ditched him.
It's a hard knock life.
For turtles.
Huh, that's a crazy-ass story. Now I won't be able to get on a flight without looking at other people's bags. Like, I wonder how many fucking turtles are in this place.
There's probably a couple sugar gliders shoved in there.
Things smell so bad.
I'm just going to grab somebody next to me. Like, how many fucking turtles? How many turtles are in the bag? What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
Oh, God. All right, moving on to some other sexy tales. New service promises to manipulate your wife into having sex with you.
I saw this one too.
This has got to be BS, right? Well, honestly, the concept behind it seems pretty well thought out. For the bargain price of $29, husbands are sent innocuous links that they send via email or text message to their quote-unquote target. It can be assessed on a computer or mobile device that looks like any other hyperlink to an article, joke, or video. Once she clicks on this link, a small piece of code is dropped on, and then throughout the browser cookies, she will be fed a slow drip of content chosen for her with the express motive of encouraging her to initiate sex. The articles are real, but the headlines and descriptions have been changed by the Spinner team, which is the app, The Spinner, consisting of psychologists and an unnamed U.S. university. And specifically crafted to encourage women to have more sex. Some headlines that might be sent to you, if you're said wife, could include 3 reasons why you, in all caps, should initiate sex with your husband. Or 10 marriage tips every woman needs to hear. Once signed up to the basic package, husbands can expect their wives to be presented 10 different articles 180 times over a 3-month period. As Spinner's marketing says, let the brainwashing begin. I don't know if this is good. I think this is like...
Don't look at me. I'm not clapping.
I don't think this is good.
All right.
So reads on board.
All right. Yeah.
Look, I'm just going to go on record and say I don't think you need any help in that department. That's all I'm going to say.
No, I don't. I think this is a great idea.
No, it's not.
What do you mean? Why
no,
not?
No, it's not.
It's brainwashing.
I'll tell you what I mean.
I don't give a shit.
I'll tell you what I mean. What I mean is my wife is sitting right next to me. So, of course, I'm going to say it's not a good idea.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would say it anyway.
Now I don't believe you, fucking idiot.
Excuse me. Now, my girlfriend is in the room being creepy and quiet, just watching over us.
Oh, yeah, she is.
And I still think this is a good idea. You know fucking why? A couple episodes ago, go back and listen to it. It was either 5, 6, or 7. River.
It was literally either any of the other episodes we've ever made.
Listen to River, and she said it's bullshit that, it was the fucking Paul licks. When you said that if it was a guy licking women, it would be different. And this right here, why is it okay for Kyle and I to be brainwashed by marketing of sexy women and sex being pushed on us all the fucking time, making us want to have sex and acting like we're the fucking barbarians and we can't do the same thing to you women. Fucking point made. I win.
No. Okay, but look, your significant other isn't the reason behind you're seeing those things. So you would have to make the active choice to pay them $30 a month to actively manipulate your significant other.
But that's because women aren't manipulated every day in the real world.
I don't know. I like to see dick swing around every once in a while.
Yeah, but it's usually for a men's like cologne commercial or a fucking men's
get some magic
underwear
Mike.
Commercial.
Get some
don't drag me into this.
Get a little bit of.
I'm not trying to drag. I'm just saying this is the exact same thing she was talking about during the Pollux thing.
I just want to say that I love my wife a ton.
Oh,
she's
my
the best.
God. Stop touching me. No,
I love my girlfriend and both we all have plenty of sex, I'm
Look,
sure.
I'm just covering my ass, okay?
We all have plenty of sex, I'm sure.
I just want to get laid again.
You just did.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you were like, my legs hurt. I have to stop.
Real truth.
Hey, we got our laugh track, guys.
I mean, see, here, what happened was, I came home from work, and she was already in the shower, and she was looking so good, and I was just had to, like, get in there, but, like, we both have been standing on our feet for 10 hours or whatever. And I was just like, look, I can't. I got to sit down. Like, I'm old. I'm 30 years old, guys.
You're not 30 yet.
I'm almost. I'm close enough. Hurts my heart.
Kyle, you don't have to defend it, okay?
Standard OP, dude.
So, yeah, to give an example of, like, because I read about this on my own time because I actually had seen this online. So, to give an example of how, like, how one might see, because I'm sure there's at least somebody out there wondering, maybe Reed's wondering, as he's championing the cause for this to work. Like how this would look when like, you know, your wife or your girlfriend is browsing the web on their phone. So you've ever been to those websites that's like, you know, 13 celebrities that lost their temper on the set or
basically
whatever.
BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Like a listicle kind of thing. And yeah. Then you go to those websites and you see all over like the bottom of it or whatever. And it's like, other articles, it's like 10 reasons why you need to have sex right now, or like all that other shit at the bottom. That's all those other clickbaity articles.
Yeah, or like it's halfway through a paragraph and like,
right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of that. It's pretty much like marketing overload.
So the cookies, the code that they insert goes into the cookies and it replaces those article like clicks with different JPEGs and titles. So it'll be like, it'll go to whatever article it was supposed to go to, but instead of saying like, 13 actors that lost their temper on the set or whatever, it'll say 10 reasons why you need to have sex right now. So you may never click on them, but the idea is
it's
that the woman
like
is being
subliminal
like, yeah.
messages.
Well, yeah. The woman is that yeah. it's seeing the idea is the woman is seeing those constantly like sex. So that's why it's really bad and manipulation at its finest, and it's terrible.
I get the concept.
The power of suggestion.
Look, there was at least one listener out there who didn't understand exactly what this was. So I was explaining it.
Okay, you
for
were
the listener.
Well, I was pulling you. You were looking at me, like, and I thought I was stupid.
Well, she brought the story. She already knows what it's about.
But I mean, I don't know. Like,
you're kind of in a way hacking your woman's life.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like tracking their like every move or like looking at their text messages while they're sleeping or like whatever. I gotta say
the cavalierness that you just said that sentence with was alarming. You were very like nonchalant, like, oh yeah, hack her phone, look at her text, stalk her everywhere, like that's normal.
I've been on the receiving end of that, so I get it. All right, but like I don't know, like sometimes maybe dudes really need this help. Like how desperate would you have
I
to
think
be?
Maybe the better
like,
thing to do
to
would
fucked.
Be how about we communicate with your significant other rather than trying to manipulate them into having
all right
sex.
Yeah, I mean, you I can think go that angle, kick the door and be like, I'm gonna put a fucking baby in you. Like,
no, see, what it really should okay. be is kick the door in and go, look, I'm going to punch your taco hole, okay? I'm going to give you a straight standard OA.
A standard OA. I didn't cover it. OP is an orgasm paraplegic, which is what you were when you said your legs hurt earlier.
Oh, that's accurate.
It's four stories in a row.
Yeah, we did it. So I think the title of this episode really should be Reed is Crazy and a Stalker.
Okay, thanks, guys. Ad official Podman Stalker.
I think you should change your handle to
add official stalker read.
Oh god.
That'll really light up the phone lines.
Do we have phone lines?
Well, I mean, we all have phones.
Yeah, but they're not on lines.
But they do light up. But they do light up when people send notifications by commenting on your new thing.
Okay, that's a stretch.
Well,
all right, we're cutting them off.
We're cutting.
I'm not saying it's weird, and
it's weird because you're advocating.
It's totally manipulative and not okay. But if it was flipped, which it kind of is on a daily basis, it's not that weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm taking a fucked up stand on it. Okay.
I'm gonna do a quick station identification here. WDKS does not. We'll just say that the views expressed in official Podman Reads rant does not express or does not reflect the views of WDKS
as a whole.
Okay.
Just
want to
put that out there.
You guys can play
so
devil's advocate. It's okay
for advocating stalking and manipulation of women. So
all right, boys, reeling in. We're going.
To play devil's advocate.
We're done with that story.
Yes, ma'am. Moving on. Yes, maintain, Jane. Maintaining these dumbass guys over here.
Ew. Okay, speaking of dumbass guys, police say a man broke into a Louisiana home and hid under a mattress before officers arrested him. The kicker? He was wearing a gorilla suit. Let's just take a minute and appreciate how fucking terrifying it is to imagine a grown man under your bed in a fucking gorilla suit.
It's just my Tuesday.
Sulphur Police Department spokesman reported officers saw Jermaine Morin walking through yards in said costume. While being pursued by police, Morin ran into the home as officers approached, but was discovered hiding. But I still can't help but create a scenario in my head where the cops didn't find him, and this man is under my bed, gorilla breathing under me while I sleep.
Is that a fantasy, or?
That's a nightmare.
Oh, thank you.
Is this the monster that was under her bed that Rihanna was talking about?
I'm friends with the gorilla that's under my bed.
Yeah, Jermaine's my producer.
He was jailed on charges including resisting an officer, unauthorized entry, meth possession, and wearing a mask.
Whoa, meth! Shocker!
Shocker!
No, the last one is the strange one. He was charged with wearing a mask.
I think...
What?
I think that if you ask any 17-year-old girl, every girl she doesn't like should be charged with wearing a mask because they're all fake bitches.
Oh!
Give me one of those.
Woo! Let me see this, dude. I just think I just saw a mugshot on your phone.
It is there. It is there.
Wait, wait, wait.
Hold on.
Is he wearing the mask? Is he smoking?
Hold on a second. Let me go.
I can't.
Let me go ahead and explain the wearing a mask charge. In Louisiana, a person convicted of wearing a mask in public can be sentenced to 3 years in prison at most.
What?
Exceptions are allowed for religious purposes or on holidays like Halloween and Mardi Gras. It is unclear if Moran has a lawyer who could comment, so he is voiceless.
Actually, I have a statement from his lawyer.
All right. We'd love to hear it.
You want to hear it?
I love the body motions that you did just to sell it.
I had to sell it. I'm surprised that they didn't say that in the article.
Special WDKS scoop.
Are you guys ready?
I've got
to
the
see...
inside of Louisiana.
Are you guys ready to see the man behind the mask?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ka-ching.
Oh man. It,
he's got a shiner.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a shiner and it looks like he's kind of like his head's like it's almost shaped like a banana. it looks like he got punched like by the Hulk super hard in the like left side of his head and it just kind of irked it where the top and the bottom are kind of off to the left and then everything else is sticking out. You see what I'm saying?
He's got a little bit of a curve going on.
You don't
on.
See that curve in his head?
I don't.
The banana curve?
Got a little bit
the
of
banana
a
banana curve. I don't know what to title this episode because standard OA is really great, but also the banana curve just hits me right.
Well, sometimes when you give him the standard banana curve, you get the standard OA.
So this guy, he's fucked. I mean, he was wearing a mask. He's facing up to 3 years in prison just for that. So
along with all the other stuff.
So he was running from the police in a gorilla suit, decided to jump under somebody's bed.
Yep, but he was caught, so we don't have to have nightmares of finding a gorilla under
our
bed.
Thank God.
I like to imagine like a king bed, like maybe if you're skinny enough, which it doesn't look like he is, you could maybe with the curve of the mattress hide underneath that properly. But I like to imagine this dude was like underneath like a crib mattress or like a twin mattress.
Wait.
Where you could just see him because the mattress didn't cover him.
Like
at all.
I was thinking the entire time he was just under the bed. Like just on the floor under the bed, but you bringing that to light reminds me. You said under the mattress, like did
I was
he
imagining
hide between the mattress and the box spring.
That's
I was
what I
imagining
up on.
A mattress just that's on the floor with no box spring, and he's it's just like
he's
a
like,
mound.
They never find me here.
Well, he's on meth. He's in a gorilla suit. He's running from the police. He's probably in a neighborhood that would have a mattress on the floor.
Let's give him
that's a good point.
Just saying.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. It just said he had the meth, not that he was on the meth.
But if you have meth, you're on meth.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how to say it.
Like, I'm pretty sure the meth heads are the only ones that break the rule, don't dip into your own stash or your own inventory or whatever the rule
I'm
is.
I'm pretty sure most meth heads don't sell meth. They just make it to consume.
Oh, is that just like you're cooking bacon and eggs in the morning? Like you're just
yeah,
like I'm cooking up my high, like
kicking up my stack. All right, so you got anything else?
I have an update on a previous news story.
At least the gorilla wasn't licking doorknobs.
She's got an update.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a WDCast update.
Do you guys remember that dude who dipped his testicles in a customer's salsa over an 89-cent tip?
How could I forget?
Which we referred to earlier when we talked about Kyle dipping his balls in his own goo.
Oh, so good. It's the best way to end a good cum session.
Plop, plop, jizz, jizz. Oh, what a story it is, River.
Oh, snap.
God, you could be a newsman.
All right. Well, we have an update on this man. Matthew Webb was speaking to a Tennessee judge that was in no mood for nonsense Tuesday at a hearing for a defendant accused of dipping his testicles in salsa that a customer ordered from a Mexican restaurante earlier this year. What are you laughing at, Mr. Webb? Blount County General Sessions Court Judge Robert Hedrick reportedly snapped when he heard chuckling in his courtroom. There is nothing about this situation I find cute or funny. It's abhorrent. The defendant, Howard Matthew Webb, 31, pleaded guilty to an amended charge of a misdemeanor, assault/offensive touching, according to a local paper. Webb reportedly laughed after his plea, drawing the judge's ire, the Knoxville News Sentinel reported. So basically, end of story. The news outlet reported that Webb was sentenced to 6 months of supervised probation and was required to attend daily alcohol counseling sessions for 3 months. The delivery driver was not charged, but has been fired from his job, according to the news report.
A couple of things. I gotta say, that judge probably would not like us very much if he didn't think that story was funny, because I think it's hilarious.
I think it's hilarious, but I would not want to be on the receiving end of a testicular salsa situation.
Also, I bet you $1 million, given our recent experiences lately, that fucking delivery driver worked for goddamn Grubhub. Fuck you, Grubhub. You got shitty delivery drivers.
Not
they
a kinda sponsor,
rude,
might
though.
I add.
Yeah, never going to be a sponsor. That's all I got. I just wanted to say fuck Grubhub.
But you said the judge was in no need or was in no mood for nonsense. Why does no nonsense judge ring a bell in my head?
Because they're all no nonsense.
Isn't that a legal term, like a no nonsense?
No, it's just
something
people
it's
say.
It's just what
like,
all
you're a
judges
nonsense
are.
Nonsense kind of guy, buddy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Except in your case, I'd say you're all nonsense, buddy.
That must have all nonsense at official Podman read on Instagram and Untapped. That just rung a bell in my head, so I had to say no nonsense, judge.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Good update, though. He pled guilty.
And
he put it
on probation.
Like the no nonsense judge was like holding up his Instagram, like, sir, is this you plopping, plop plop, jizz jizzing your balls into this guy's
and
salsa?
Like,
and the dude's like, yeah, dude, totally. And the judge is like, not funny. I'm a no-nonsense judge.
Can you imagine if we all said that? I'm a no-nonsense guy. And that's how we described ourselves.
Should I start introducing myself like that? Like, hi, artificial Podman Reed, no-nonsense.
Hi, artificial, not official, not official anything. I'm all nonsense. Thank you.
Kyle had a chance to plug himself and totally botched it.
I was going to.
He almost double plugged me.
I was going to. That's exactly what almost happened right there. I almost double plugged you. So is that all you got?
That's a wrap up.
So that's a nice bonus. We got a little update to a story from a couple weeks ago. But how about that news? Good stuff. Good stuff. So here's the deal. We're going to take a quick break. Now, the main show is done, but if you want to stick around for some show after the show type nonsense, then hang in there for just about 30 seconds, and we'll be right back here to talk about the beers we drank, how our weeks have been, and to expand on the news stories a little bit, maybe. Maybe.
Welcome to the second half.
We've returned.
That was jarring.
Welcome to the show after the show, so to speak. News proper's done, and now we can drink beer and also never throw cheese at any microphone ever again. Now, without further ado, let's get into what we brought to the table this week. River, tell me what you're drinking.
Hi there, hair there. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
So today, I'm drinking Melon Cart. You might be familiar with Mango Cart, as I am, but this one is Malone Cart. Not Post Malone. Malone.
A Post Malone beer.
Melon Cart by Golden Road Brewing Company is a pale wheat ale. It is a 4% ABV, a little bitty 10 IBU. It is Maloney, Fruité, Leet, as some say, or Light, as others say. Sweet. And tiart, or tart, as others say.
Now, I don't know what podcast you think you're on, tiart, but you best stop speaking that French Philippine right here and get to American English.
Tiart. This is America, and we speak American.
So I'm just going to read the little synopses they have here on Untapped.
Oh, please do.
Tastes like a freshly cut melon and the California sun right in your hand. This light, crisp wheat ale is bursting with watermelon, honeydew, and cantaloupe flavors, finishing a bright and refreshing flavors.
Now, I feel a little weird saying this on air, but I am oddly very turned on.
River has a beer out of California, and she picked the furthest accent from California.
That's possible. That's pretty noir.
I don't know. That was super, like, I would say Chicago, possibly East Coast.
I think that you just think of, like, 20s pinup girl when you think about it. Like, a flapper is what I get when you.
I got a flapper downstairs.
No, you got a taco.
I got a tight taco.
Standard away.
Shout out to the taco hole. Sorry, River. We'll quit interjecting. Go ahead. Tell us how refreshing it is.
Oh, fuck.
She is the expert.
I literally wasn't even going to say that.
But it is, though, right?
No, actually, it's not refreshing. It's fruity. And refreshing.
There you go. There it is.
That's my style of beer, okay? It's not my fault that that's the way I describe my style. It's refreshing.
So that's all you can say about it is that it's refreshing?
It's Maloney. I like it. It's Melanie.
Okay.
Which, not the person. Melanie. So melon.
E.
Melanie. Tastes like Malones.
I get it. I dig it. It's a good. I mean, I didn't like the Mango Cart, but I think you had that last fall. So
it's been a while.
Yeah. So you like it?
I do like it.
I wasn't a huge fan. It was.
I'll give it a 3 out of 5.
I think that's about right.
All
right.
I thought you were going to say out of 10. I was like, whoa.
I am drinking one of my absolute favorites, Brew Dogs Brewery.
Woo woo.
Microbrew. I'm a brew dog. Woo woo. That's like a rap lyric.
Brew Dogs. Let the brew dogs.
Brew Dogs, get on that. I'm a brew dog. Woo woo. But I am drinking their Hazy Jane. It is a Vermont-style IPA. Absolutely love this drink. The Hazy Janes, I'm a huge fan of just in general because they do have the higher IBU, but they do stick with a very heavy, fruity type of flavor and aftertaste. They don't really punch in the mouth with some of the
hops.
They
don't punch your taco hole.
They do not punch my taco hole. Now, the Hazy Jane does come in at a 7.2 and a 30 IBU. And, again, overall, I really like this. They do describe it as a New England IPA, whatever the fuck that means. American, New England, nobody knows. But with the pineapple, stone fruit, mango, light resin, and hints of lime peel, this beer really comes in hot and heavy at a 4 out of 5 bottle caps. And I think everybody with a 55,000 K rating on Untappd at a 3.91, everybody's spot on. That's where it's at.
I thought for some reason he was going to say, and I think that everybody with a 55K a year salary is going to love this beer.
No, you won't because it's pretty fucking expensive. Oh, fuck. So, yeah, that's what I got. Kyle, well, what are you drinking?
Is it my turn?
If you can behave.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm out then.
Tell me what you're drinking.
Okay. Today, I've got another Taxman brew. This is my favorite brewing company currently. Bye-bye, Kona. See you later. This brew is called Deduction. That's Deduction like Sherlock Holmes, everybody. It's a Belgian Dubbel. It is 8% ABV, the highest at the table today. I am going to be fucked up. With a 20 IBU, and here's what Taxman says about this brew. Take a Deduction, our Abbey-style Dubbel. This effervescent ale showcases malty sweetness with rich notes of raisin and fig. Although dark in color, this approachable Dubbel features a light and dry body accented by caramelized candied sugar. I get all of those. I really do. It is.
Sell it, Taxman. Sell
it. They do, dude. They're so good. I really. Here's what I say about this beer. It is a fucking good beer, dude. Like, you don't even know you're drinking something that's going to fuck you up after 2. It's a good thing they sell it in 4-packs because a 6-pack or, God forbid, an 8-pack.
Your boy be in trouble.
Your boy be dead.
Your boy be on the flow dead.
I love it. I love it. You can't even tell that it's, I mean, it looks dark, dark, like a porter, like black as night. But it's definitely, it tastes so good. It's got, to me, it's got some chocolatey notes, but that could just be the fig coming out.
What's your rating?
I mean, I haven't logged it on Untappd yet, but I would give it probably a 4 out of 5.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, so now we know what we're all drinking this week. So I think that Reed has
fuck Ben Jamimo. Jammin' Ho gave fucking.
He's Jammin' Ho's.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it looks like is Ben Jammin' Ho.
Okay.
Fuck him gave Hazy Jane from Brew Dogs Brewing a 2.75. That's some bullshit, dude.
What do you say about it?
There's no writing. Apparently,
he didn't even have
apparently
the balls
he's
to
so
say anything.
Dumb. That he can't even write fucking English. He can just type in fucking 2.75, which is way below what this beer fucking deserves.
Reed is going. He's going off.
All right. I'm done. That was the lowest rating, and I got kind of pissed. That's fucking embarrassing for him. He must have taste buds that are fucking dead.
Well, it's from jamming all those hoes.
I guess.
So I guess he's got something over us. Okay, so that's what we're drinking. I think Reed has a special report from Utah this week.
Yeah, so I went to Utah this week. It's a pretty good trip. It was quick. Flew in on Tuesday flew out on Wednesday, so
ignored
it was
your
like,
sister through that entire period of time.
It was
and your
fucking,
brother-in-law.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
In my defense,
I'm not.
I mean, on top of being there for business, I had to entertain our Chinese owners that were in town, and I was solo dole on that, so it was a lot of freaking work on top of my regular work. But for one, Salt Lake City, freaking gorgeous, dude. Like, small. Kind of reminded me of like a, just a slightly bigger South Bend.
Hmm.
Really clean, super chill people, a bunch of freaking badass bars. I mean, this place was cool. And there's mountains surrounding the whole entire. You're going to bowl. So absolutely phenomenal. But we were there for the RVX show. So they were showing RVs, getting everybody excited about the camping season with all the new RVs, everything that the RV industry is going forward on. And I just, I wanted to plug them real quick. If you're interested in it, if you think that you like camping, go out and check out hashtag RVX on Instagram. And you can probably check out hashtag RVX on Twitter as well. And get to see some of the pictures, some of the reactions from some of your best Instagram and Twitter personalities. Because they had a bunch of people out there, vloggers, bloggers, MSNBC, Fox, Esquire.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was a super cool show. A lot of exciting stuff was going on. So if you never even thought about checking out an RV or you totally forgot that they even made them anymore, go look at hashtag RVX because it was a pretty badass show.
I would imagine they have some really unique, like really kind of obscure things to look at.
Yeah, they had some super cool stuff. New Camp. One of their RVs I'll show you a picture of later because you guys would freaking love it and you could pull it with the Jeep.
Ooh.
But yeah, I mean, it was a fun show. I just wanted to plug it real quick. It's kind of the era or idea that we're moving forward on is pushing this on social media, pushing this in the millennial type interest, which hits the podcast thing perfect. So
check it out.
You know, I
just
don't
wanted to holler at it.
I don't understand why you know, the organizers of that event didn't invite me out. I'm an influencer. I influence exactly 27 people on my Twitter. That's how many followers I have.
Well, you know what? We're going to build this, and then we will go hardcore at RVIA and say, look, we're a local podcast in Elkhart, and we want to push the RV industry.
Give us a booth.
And let's go out there and fucking push it.
We are in Elkhart. There's only two things to push in Elkhart, RV and beer. With that being said, without further ado, we have an article, don't we, wife?
We have somewhat of a listicle.
How many listicle items are in this listicle?
Lucky 13.
Let's go through 13 of them.
I'm way too buzzed for you guys to start like mashing the words together. Like,
oh, dude, I'm fucking drunk.
Give us listicle.
Give me a listicle.
I just want to make it through these 13 items and the podcast so I can go drink the rest of these Doubles because I've only had 1.5 and I'm already feeling like I'm too
well,
drunk.
Well, let's see if you can make it through this list without getting a big old boner because we have 13 weird and wonderful sex toys you didn't know you had existing in your world.
And if Kyle keeps drinking that Dubitol, he will indubitably fall off the fucking patty when we're having a cigarette later.
That is a stretch, but I will accept it.
But let's move on to the 13 sexers.
13 weird and wonderful sex toys you didn't want to know existed. Sponsored by UNICEF. That's what? Literally the ad.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
What?
That is literally the ad on this listicle.
Hell yeah, UNICEF, you know what's up.
You know what kids like.
Well, you know what? Maybe UNICEF one day will get into the car business, but until then, you got to pay us $400.
Yeah, that joke went over my head.
Mine as well.
All right, cool.
Fucking Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
When he gets his car impounded.
Yeah.
Maybe UNICEF will get into
the movie
car.
That well.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You guys got to catch up.
Joe Dirte. I don't think I got to catch up.
So what's item number one?
Number one.
Reed had a bad joke. He wasn't me.
Number one, bacon condoms.
I might be sucking dick after I hear about this one.
You can now have breakfast.
You can now have Braxton Hicks.
You can now have breakfast in bed. Ayo! With this surely strange condom. I mean, I love bacon, but does it turn me on? Probably not.
No, wait. Like,
okay.
So you have like, does it have like the like the print of bacon on it.
Oh, it does. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, it fucking does. Would you look at that? You know what? I mean, that's kind of a quicker way than what I do, which is going to the kitchen, cooking bacon, and then wrapping bacon around my cock, and then walking back upstairs to give love to my wife.
You don't have a wife.
To give love to my girlfriend.
That's better.
Soon to be wife.
I have a wife.
Pre-fiance.
Damn.
Pre-fiance.
Pre-fiance.
How you feel about that pre-fiance? You like that bacon-wrapped penis?
She has no words. She has
no words.
Again, reminder, we have a special guest in the studio this week. Pre-fiance, bacon-wrapped penis lover, I guess. I don't know.
Say hi. All right. Are we ready to move on from the bacon-wrapped dick?
Number two.
Number two, alien love dolls. Check out three-breasted Area 51 dolls. Sci-fi nerds probably have a thing for aliens, and as a result, you get one of these bitches.
Someone watched Total Recall a few too many times.
Oh, my gosh. It's look, the fucking actual blow-up doll doesn't even look like what's on the fucking box.
Yeah, it's a purple alien with a vagina for a mouth and three very cone-shaped titties.
So when you and your buddies are done playing D&D, you can double titty fuck her and mouth fuck her all at the same time.
Honestly, I don't think her tits are big enough for that. They're very cone-shaped and angular.
Oh, man. It looks painful.
I just want to say we do not malign any Dungeons & Dragons players on this podcast. They're very nice people.
No, I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying, like, if you moving play on, D&D, you may like alien.
Blah 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 blah. The nut crusher is number three. Blah 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 blah. Boys, look away now. This has to be one of the least desirable objects ever made. And what's worse, it's a presumably created by a team of people involving at least one man. If you're unsure about what it does. You unscrew the bottom, turn it the other way up, place your balls inside, and twist the corkscrew. Presumably, this is being used on someone right now. Stay strong, buddy. So let me go ahead and show you guys what this thing looks like.
Oh, my boys.
My boys.
God damn it, they stole my idea.
Oh, my gosh, it looks terrible. No, wait, is this the movie that Disney's coming out with? Oh, no, wait, that's Nutcracker. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they are. Did you guys see the new Aladdin trailer? Looks pretty good.
Yeah, except for they totally botched the fucking genie.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're not going to go there.
We're not going there.
Oh, fine.
All right, let's move on from crushing nuts to number four.
The beer's already kicking in with Kyle. Slow down, bud.
I'm drinking pretty slow. Can we just
I don't know. You've been chugging it pretty hard.
All right. This isn't Roast Kyle Day. This is Roast Reed Day.
Now, wait.
Okay?
We roasted River pretty hard last episode, so it's exactly. Either you or I that's getting roasted.
Exactly.
And it's always you.
Okay. You know
Number
what?
Number four.
Don't make me fucking whip this bitch out, because I've got menstrual aroma spray.
Oh.
When you can't get enough of your Red Wings.
Oh, I hate you for saying that. That is so nasty.
When 7 days out of the month isn't enough, just spray this on the puss
and as
and go
I don't want that scent anywhere near me for any longer than it has to be, because let me tell you, it's not fun.
Okay, let's just glaze over that one. Go to number five.
It's such a terrible smell, though.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's rough.
Pure. It literally smells like iron, like pure. Like you just slit your own throat. It's what it smells like. It's awful.
It'll fuck up a bathroom for those 7 days. Like
stainless steel horsetail butt plug with genuine horse hair.
I've seen this.
Yummy.
I have seen this.
That? Give your girl a little bit of a tail she can whip you around with. Get the flies off of you. Now this one is disturbing because this could easily be mistaken and grabbed by your child. Number six, a rubber duck vibrator.
Like where you put the head in there and then like turn it on? Oh my gosh, it actually looks just like a rubber ducky.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
Oh.
You make me coming so much fun.
Oh my gosh. Even if you don't change the lyrics, that completely changes the meaning of the song.
Oh man, it looks fucked up. I bet you Bert and Ernie's in the bedroom.
This one's my favorite. Number 7, rubber fisting, misting, mittens. Rubber fisting mittens.
You said that way too slow, and I was, look at them sons of bitches. You could do dishes and then just
you could do dishes.
Fist the fuck out of somebody directly after the dishes are done. Like, what is he wearing? It looks like he's wearing one on his hand and from his belly button down.
He's also wearing some kind of like latex like underwear outfit.
It looks like super tight latex overalls.
It's something, let me tell you. It's something. One of these pictures is horse hooves. So if you want, if you have a desire to have rubber fisting mittens that end in horse hooves, that's a thing. So check it out.
God, I need to record Kyle's faces while you read these off because it's gold.
Just imagine that Dexter meme where he's like, oh, God, that's what I got going on.
Take me home, baby, and horse hoof me. Like, what the fuck?
So this next one I'm going to have to explain a little bit. The hot doll. I thought I loved my dog. I don't have a dog. I'm just reading from this listicle. I thought I loved my dog, but now I feel like I've been denying him the best treat you could ever receive. Yep, it's a weird, as the picture implies, it's a love doll for your fucking dog.
My only question is, can we order it in cats for LB?
And for our cat, because you can't deny our cat's also nasty.
King only fucks blankets.
Why does it look like that dog is humping that in a wind tunnel?
It really does. And it has nubs for paws.
It does. Look at that. It looks like it's got like fucking, yeah, like just little nubs.
It looks like it's
off.
Got those hoof fisting mittens on.
It looks like it's got like chicken legs for feet. Like drumsticks.
Oh, shit.
Ho, ho, ho. Going to fuck my doll. Like, what?
Oh, my. Okay.
Maybe we should get that for LP. So he can make a bunch of noise.
Oh, my God.
LP's getting his fucking rocks off. Hope he's wearing his bacon condom.
Can we have the video of LB fucking in your guys' house?
We yeah, need it.
Taylor can send
we
it
post
right
it,
now.
Can we post it on the WDKS Instagram?
It's like raspy. He's like.
He really.
Wait, no, hang on. It's like what? Come here. No. Yes. Oh, she won't come on the air. All right.
It's like.
He's coming.
There we go. We got Taylor on the air. She spoke up for that.
So this one is super fucking creepy. Mr. Jack specified with a mustache. So apparently you can get him without it.
Oh my gosh.
It's a fucking like pocket pussy, but it's a very realistic mouth with a mustache.
What is in the mouth?
It's feelers. I don't know.
Have you never seen a male masturbatory tool before?
I've had one, but I didn't know that.
Clearly not. The inside looks like that.
No, mine did not have the little nubbies. That looks like a fucking graboid mouth.
I'm just gonna say that you probably just had a random homeless man from behind whatever bar you were working at the time in college.
College.
That looks like a fucking like Tremors like graboid mouth.
Well, and it's weird because the mouth looks realistic as if it's a mold of someone's chin because it's a chin. And the lips, it's very strained. And then it just has this tube coming off the back of the mouth.
Emphasis on tube.
It's very weird.
If you want to know what it looks like Freddie Mercury hitting a high note.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm breaking my silence to say that's accurate.
Number 10, pigtail butt plug. So if you're not satisfied with the horse tail, you could have a little squirrely burly pigtail.
Honestly, that works out for me, and I'm probably going to order one because often
River just looks at Kyle like, you better pick your fucking words carefully, son of a bitch.
I'm wondering what you're going to say.
I was going to say that often my current butt plug just gets lost up in there and I have to have it dug out by professionals.
So pretty much what you're telling me is we can fuck our way through the barnyard without going to Billy Bob and Joe's fucking
what are you petting trying to farm. Say?
We just, you just like, fuck a horse and then like, fuck a pig.
All of a sudden, that one so out. The butt plug transforms your entire being.
I guess.
Hey, there are people who believe that.
Oh, God. Okay.
I believe I was just sent the video of LB fucking something in your house.
For those of
you.
Listen,
you got it.
It was the dog. The toy dog.
I'm glad you chose my toy dog. Because I swear to God, if Pippa ever gets violated, LB's going to die. Nobody fucks with Pippa.
Do you know how small a cat's penis is? Literally this big.
Yeah, if he's laying on top for all his fluff, all his fluff would go over her little 4-pound body.
It'll suffocate.
Not my Pippa. I can't.
The first time actually getting laid, not by her sister.
I actually, a little side note, I met someone who's almost as cute, if not cuter, than Pippa.
What?
All right, if you're going to keep talking, we're going to have to get you close to the mic.
One day soon, guys.
Oh, my Lanta. Kyle almost spilled his brew.
I did. I'm going to reel it in.
So pretty much what we have covered that Taylor wasn't talking close to the mic on is we have a very rapey male cat and then two sister dogs that like to fuck each other, okay?
You guys got a weird family, but I like it.
I'm digging it, bro.
I'm
high
down.
Five.
Yeah. Beat a thigh.
Oh, my gosh.
Number 11, I think is what we're on.
Number 11.
Hey,
drunk.
I'm not that drunk.
I am.
I'm not that drunk.
I am.
Is that's another movie, Beer Fest? Okay, just go to number 11.
Never seen Beer
I
Fest in
references
its entirety.
To things other people don't understand. Okay. So, number 11, for those of you who are conscious about the environment, we have a solar-powered vibrator. So, you can go outside on your front porch and just have a grand time. Here you go. Look how big the fucking solar panel is.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Just leave her out in the sun for a minute and then hope that it lasts long enough for you to get your pleasures.
I'll bet my bottom dollar that's what AOC uses. That House representative from New York. That's another bad joke. Just pass it on.
I love that you're making the bad jokes today.
It's the seat. I swear it's the seat.
Yeah, we did switch seats. I'm in a different seat today. I gave Reed the cheese mic.
Cheesy.
Speaking of yummy, yummy, gas mask dildo.
I love these. These are great.
I love this new format. Having an article in the second half. It's so great.
Check that out.
Oh, titties. Shit. I've never seen one that long.
The nipples are gone. So
still titties.
No.
Still a titty.
No, dude. Titties aren't titties without nipples.
Ah, God damn it.
Titties aren't titties without the titties.
But it's a titty.
Because this is a, you know, titties aren't titties without the titties.
Oh, I know you have titties.
You got, we're talking about titties. Look how long that fucking dildo is.
Long enough.
So I guess if you shove that up the butt, you can get a real good whiff of it. I don't really
that
know.
That would be great if that's how that works.
Yeah, what if
there's a little hole on the end
tube,
of it, like a pee hole?
Like a tube that went all the way down. And you
oh,
can...
distension at its finest, folks.
And that thing is so long, you could probably smell somebody's heart.
You want to guess the...
I think your heart's a little irony today.
Do you want to guess the length in inches of the dildo itself?
36.
I would say...
No.
24.
Way too big.
24.
No, 18 inches.
16 and a half God inches damn. Long.
How do you know so much about dildos, Reed?
Dude, dildo research.
This one is my this one is my favorite.
Right, honey?
Yeah. Yeah. Vladimir Putin butt plug that's actually pretty close to
no
his lightness.
No way. Post it on our fucking
Whoa.
Twitter right now.
I'll
the
save
world
the
has
image.
To see that. The world needs to see that.
The
that
world
is
will see
fucking
that.
Awesome.
My wife is going to send it to me, and I will post it on the Twitter, guys.
Now wait.
Well, now wait. What's the Twitter? The Twitter is WDKS Pod. Go follow it if you're not following it in order to see the Putin butt plug, because it's not going on Instagram. That's a Twitter exclusive.
Now, wait. If you have a Vladimir Putin butt plug, can you get a Trump dildo and have sexual collusion?
God damn it.
That's a good joke.
High fiver. That was just shit high five.
All right.
I'll accept it.
Sexual collusion. There's the name of the episode.
No. I like standard OA.
Okay.
Standard OA is what it is, and I edit, so.
All right.
I choose it, so you
don't have any ideas then. All right. All right.
Standard OA was your idea.
Goodbye.
So.
Reed's gone. You're not going to hear from him again this episode.
Yeah, he's actually completely out of this world, literally. So that's it, guys. That's our weird sex toy list. I hope you are satisfied and hard as a rock.
Well, all right. That was a great fucking episode. Do you guys think that was a great episode?
Yeah.
Nah, Reed can't talk today. Sorry, Reed. Can't hear you. Anyway, we're going to go do the socials real quick. Before we go, if you want to know more about your lovely hosts, we're going to start with River, and River's going to tell you where you can find her on the internet.
Hey there. Hi there. You can follow me on Untapped and Twitter at MaintainJane, and you can follow me on Instagram at river.j.weeks. Still waiting on that availability of Maintain Jane. Still not available. So I'll let you know when that happens. But for now, Instagram.
Have you looked up the Maintain Jane that's taking up that space?
There's an issue. I don't want
to
speak for
There's
you,
a rule on Instagram where it has to be, I believe, a whole year after an Instagram account is deleted for the username to become available again. So the account does not exist, but it makes you wait for the username to technically be available.
But you never used Maintain Jane on Instagram, did you?
No, it's not saying that someone else used Maintain Jane and deleted their account.
Okay.
And Instagram holds it for like a year.
Just in case they want to come back.
Exactly.
Okay. You've been saying that for like the last three episodes, I think.
Yeah, that's why.
I've been meaning to ask, so I wanted to ask. Thank you for clarifying. I'm leaving again.
Yeah, no, well, you need to come back because we need to know where to find you on the internet.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me at Official Podman Reed. That is at Official Podman Reed, R-E-E-D, at Official Podman Reed, R-E-squared-D on Instagram and Untapped. See what I'm drinking. See what I'm doing. We'll see you there. Kyle, that was quick and easy. On to you.
You can find me on Twitter and Discord. I don't have an Instagram, but you can find me on Dark Matter Cook on those two social media outlets. I finally changed my name on Twitter. I did that a week ago, so it's not like it was a day
About
ago.
About a week ago.
Yeah, there you go. That's my online identity. Come find me on the Twitter at Dark Matter Cook. Come find me on the WDKS Discord. You can find the link to that in the show notes. And a perfect segue for that. That is the show, everybody. If you liked all the nonsense we threw at you, make sure to follow us on all of our social media at WDKSPod. And here's another reminder to review on Apple Podcasts for a chance to win some sweet, sweet stickers. Now, we're going to go smoke cigarettes and get in fights. You know, all the cool shit that Mom said would happen if you're one of the cool kids. So we'll see you next week, fuckers.